Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we would like to include your opinions. Are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Say that again.
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is a major responsibility of gun ownership or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
But yes, of the gun owner.
Yes,
ownership, yes.
Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So, would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I will support.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
I support.
A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
I support.
And a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
I support.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
It doesn't matter. As long as it's a lock.
Yeah, but a combination lock, will you support or oppose that?
That I kind of would oppose, yeah.
Okay. And a biometric identifier such as fingerprint, support or oppose?
Say that again.
A biometric identifier such as fingerprint.
Well, I guess if I might say, it depends on the where the person is. I mean, if I'm a single person, yeah, that's fine. You know, or... I mean, like say, for instance, if my wife, for the protection of the home, if my wife is using the gun for protection of the home, then, you know, that could be complicated because if it's just my fingerprint. So, you know.
But we'll just
support. But if I'm by myself, I would oppose.
Okay. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? What do you think, should or should not?
Could you hold, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for holding.
Yes, so I can repeat the question if you want. So, if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No, it don't have to be unloaded.
And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or not, it is not secure.
It should be secure.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer Will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
Support.
And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time, sir. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Great. Support.
And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
I missed that question. I didn't understand it.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or
support.
Okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or
yes,
oppose?
I support.
Okay. And the last few questions. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. And in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just stop me when you hear your group, okay? 18 to 34?
60.
35? I'm sorry?
60.
Okay, thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Other.
And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or... Male or female, sir?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. And thanks again for your help, sir. Your opinion is extremely important for us. Have a great day.
Thank you. And are you there? Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Well, now, hello. What organization is this? Yes. What organization are you calling from?
Opinion Research. That's the name of the company. It's an independent research company. And thank you for your help, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.